White House warns Syria,
claiming Assad is prepping another chemical attack.
Opponents sound off on GOP health plan.
I won't vote to proceed to it unless the bill changes.
Scene shifts for Bill Cosby.
A pretrial hearing in a California case.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the Trump administration is warning Syria against using chemical weapons, indicating there's evidence such an attack may be in the works. We're live at the White House with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
It was an extraordinary revelation in a late-night statement from the White House that the U.S. has identified potential preparations for another Syrian chemical attack. The Trump administration warns Assad and his military will pay a heavy price. CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland.
I wouldn't be at all surprised to learn that we have satellite imagery of those sites. We have perhaps not infrequent drone coverage of those particular sites, and maybe even able to obtain some degree of human intelligence.
One U.S. official tells CBS News the U.S. is seeing activity at Shayrat Air Base, the same Syrian base the U.S. hit in a cruise missile strike in April. But another official says that activity is not necessarily evidence that another chemical strike is in fact in the works. A Kremlin spokesman calls the U.S. threat unacceptable. Steve?
A human rights group says 57 people were killed in coalition airstrikes on an ISIS jail in eastern Syria. Correspondent Holly Williams spent time in the ISIS capital, Raqqa, which is beginning to fall into the hands of U.S.-backed fighters.
It's kind of a spooky place, I think. I mean, it looks a lot like the other towns and cities that we've seen that have just been retaken from ISIS. I mean, it's war-ravaged. It's shattered. Some of the buildings have clearly been hit by airstrikes. They are completely flattened. Others are pockmarked. They've been hit by artillery or by mortars.
Well, here at home, the Congressional Budget Office figures 22 million people would lose insurance coverage under the Senate Republican health care plan. CBS's Nancy Cordes says that's added to the doubt over the bill's future.
I think if you were on the fence about the bill, the CBO score did not help.
South Carolina's Lindsey Graham was sounding pessimistic last night, and he's likely to vote yes. His colleague Susan Collins announced she's a no, tweeting, 22 million people lose insurance. Medicaid cuts hurt most vulnerable Americans. Average premiums would be about 20% lower than under Obamacare. But some Americans would receive smaller tax credits, meaning many would end up with higher out-of-pocket spending on health care. Hit hardest would be older, middle-income Americans.
Well, starting Thursday, officials will begin to enforce parts of President Trump's travel ban. CBS's Jan Crawford says the Supreme Court gave the green light and will hear the case in full in the fall, and affecting people in six mostly Muslim countries.
If you don't have a connection to, say, a close family member, if you don't have a job with an American company or a position at an American university, the travel ban would apply to people in those circumstances.
Well, Southern California is the setting for the next chapter in Bill Cosby's legal woes. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
A civil court in Santa Monica is expected to set a trial date for a woman who says Bill Cosby sexually assaulted her in the Playboy Mansion more than 40 years ago when she was 15, but it's possible the judge will delay that to give Pennsylvania prosecutors a second chance at trying Cosby in that state. His criminal sexual assault case involving a different woman there ended in a mistrial less than 2 weeks ago. The 79-year-old, once known as America's dad, is fighting lawsuits by 10 women on both coasts. Steve?
In the securities fraud trial of Martin Shkreli, picking a jury's off to a rough start. On day one, no one was seated. More than 100 were dismissed. Shkreli jacked up the price of a life-saving drug by 5,000% when he headed a pharmaceutical company. One prospective juror called him the face of corporate greed. The big wildfire in southern Utah has grown to more than 72 square miles. 13 homes have been destroyed. 1,500 people are out of their homes and cabins.
I just don't want anybody to get hurt. And if the cabin burns, we'll deal with it and rebuild it.
A wildfire east of Los Angeles blamed on a traffic accident grew to 2 square miles in just a few hours. 20 major fires are burning in the west. 95 buildings in Britain have failed fire safety tests in the wake of last week's deadly high-rise fire in London. European Union regulators have hit Google with a $2.7 billion fine for breaching antitrust rules with its online shopping service.
It has denied other companies the chance to compete on the merits and to innovate. And most importantly, it has denied European consumers the benefits of competition, genuine choice and innovation.
Margrethe Vestager is the EU's competition chief. Google says it's considering an appeal. A Spanish judge has ordered the remains of artist Salvador Dali exhumed to settle a paternity suit. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer says the father of surrealistic art is alleged to be the father of Pilar Abel, a 60-year-old tarot card reader. She says her mother had an affair with the artist.
I want this exhumation to tell me who I am, she told Spanish TV, and to bring satisfaction at last to my mother. Abel insists her claim isn't about Dali's estate, which is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. At auction, his paintings fetch stratospheric prices.
Dali's foundation plans to appeal the judge's decision. 40 years ago, a blockbuster movie took disco music to new heights. Now CBS's Steve Futterman tells us a key piece of where the gyrating action took place is up for auction.
In the world of disco, this is an iconic piece of history.
It is 24 by 16.
It is a dance floor, but not just any dance floor. This is the illuminated dance floor from the 1977 film Saturday Night Fever.
That comes with the original light organ that would throb to the rhythm of the music. And so all the electronics are there.
Brian Chanis is with the auction company Profiles in History.
I think it's going to bring, you know, over $1 million.
And Chanis believes the dance floor would work perfectly at the Las Vegas Hotel.
It would bring people in to see the original dance floor that John Travolta, you know, used in Saturday Night Fever. I mean, it would be a great pull. I think.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Researchers are just now getting to the heart of how to treat people with an opioid addiction more successfully.
Opioid addicts have it bad enough.
People with opioid addiction are at risk of dying 6 to 20 times higher than in the general population.
Dr. Catherine Watkins, physician-scientist, RAND organization, a study there shows among patients with opioid addiction, the death rate is much lower if they are not prescribed opioids.
It does seem obvious, and it is obvious.
Study one of the first to develop quality measures for providing medical care to people with opioid addiction. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
When 68-year-old Pat Killebrew died last week, his family began his newspaper obit by saying he died peacefully after watching the Washington Nationals relief pitchers blow yet another lead. It was a 6-run lead in a loss to the Marlins. Killebrew's son says his dad would have loved the good-natured poke at his favorite baseball team. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.